up? This is Nathan from The Slide. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM, dans Montréal, Québec.
You're listening to CJLO News. 10 and concerned citizens gathered Thursday night for a vigil outside an office for the TAL, Quebec's housing tribunal, in Olympic Village, Montreal, after a woman in Lachine died by suicide on the day of her eviction. Earlier in March, a woman was found dead in her apartment in Lachine by police and a bailiff who had arrived to evict her. The tenant had a space in a rooming house of roughly 19 square meters and paid $700 a month in rent. The rooming house in question is owned by a company called Montreal Living, which is owned and chaired by businessman John Knott. Knott has not yet responded to CJLO for the reason behind the eviction, which has not been reported. Members of SLAM, the Autonomous Tenants Union in Montreal, believe this death to be directly related to the stress of eviction, and said so during speeches at the vigil organized by said union.
We know that a unit of the same size in this building has already been posted for $700 a month. With the landlord's millions of dollars in property, how much did he need this monthly $700? Would John not have lost his luxury home due to his tenants' inability to pay rent?
Here's Rose, a member of the tenants' union behind the vigil.
We can't rely on the TAL to save us. We can't rely on government officials to save us. We have to fight for our own housing. And if folks are feeling distress, if they're facing eviction, they can contact us. We're there. Like, we're tenants ourselves. We feel this very personally.
The TAL is currently jammed with both tenants fighting rent increases and landlords looking to evict tenants. Last year, the TAL issued 41,000 eviction orders across Quebec. This surge is driven by repossession of units by landlords and evictions for renovation, subdivision, or building changes. At the vigil, SLAM members hope that the distress of eviction does not lead to the extreme, like in the case of this suicide.
We have definitely heard of many people experiencing extreme distress when going through evictions. Yes, like absolutely. We know that these happen every day, and we've seen people absolutely be in crisis as a result of this.
For them, the solution is systemic. It's a moratorium on evictions as the housing crisis is addressed.
So this is absolutely a systemic problem. All of those tenants that are facing eviction, many of them are going into precarious situations. Many of them are going into situations of being unhoused. It's a huge problem. We know that these numbers are growing every year. And there's really just a lack of willingness to recognize this problem.
With files from Jules Bugel, I'm Adam Innes with the Local Journalism Initiative.
Hello, 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 hello. You're listening to Psychs in the 60s, CJLO 1690 AM's very own psychedelic radio program broadcast. Hope you're having a lovely Sunday afternoon. I'm your host, Abraxian, and we've got a very special episode for you today. Oh, yes, we do. We've got a whole range of wacky artists and wacky genres and very little cohesion beyond the fact that I chose them, so, and put a nice order to them. So I hope you enjoy what we've got for you. So opening the hour, this wonderful hour for your wonderful ears of your wonderful person, we've got a track by Lucifer. And no, this is not the biblical character. This is, in fact, an alias used by pioneering electronic musician Mort Garson, a Canadian. And he's famous for the album and song Plantasia. But I've heard it said that this album, Black Mass by Lucifer, might be his best work. So I hope you enjoy one selection from it entitled The Evil Eye.
Thank you. I'm trying to learn to tread in your waters. Don't let me down, please. 'Cause I wanna swim forever, surrounded by your love. Baby, I need you to hold me, 'cause it feels like I'm floating. So cold. We'll be right back.
Sorry about that. My goodness. Hello. Hello. My apologies yet again. I hope you enjoyed those last few songs. I'm your host, Abrax, and you're listening to none other than Sykes in the 60. The last tracks you just heard in order of playing were The Evil Eye by Lucifer on the album Black Mass from 1971, Thunder Wave by Thundercat featuring Willow from the upcoming Thundercat album that I cannot remember what it's called off the top of my head, followed by Hymenothrix by my friend Delia under the name Sumac! Exclamation mark. From the EP Staghorn, which is a type of sumac, which just came out. And it's the closing track from that EP, and I've now played every track from that EP, and you should listen out to that EP. Or short album, I don't really know. And coming up next, we've got none other than Bachelorette by Bjork. But before that happens, we need to play a little ad spot. So I hope you can forgive this interruption to your listening experience, because it'll be a good time. I mean, there's a station ID by Black Country New Road, so nothing could be wrong with that. But anyway, I hope you don't mind this, and you'll have some Bjork for your ears soon enough.
If you're interested in audio storytelling at all, volunteer with CJLO's news department. We'll teach you the ins and outs of audio journalism, no experience needed. You'll learn interviewing, scripting, recording, editing, and we'll support you every step of the way on your journey to producing your own original reporting. We also take a lot of pride in our local focus and coverage of the issues often forgotten by mainstream outlets. Join the team and get your voice on air by filling out a volunteer application form at cjlo.com/volunteer. Or come to one of our weekly pitch meetings, Mondays at 1 p.m. on the Loyola campus, CC 430.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. And when I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Hey, what's up? This is Charlie from Black Country New Road, and you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
is your warning. This is your warning. You're gonna appear before a stranger. I don't know if you'll be in any danger. For some are not pulled into moving cars. Some are not dragged down Fifth Avenue by the hairs in their ears. Some get away with it. Some get away with it for many years and are not punished, but some are.
Looking at me in the same strange way that it's been looking at. mari dans Rome d'affaires. Charismatique, audacieux comme pour faire avec les autres. Lunettes, fumées, café, la thé, la petite routine. Passe tous les points déroulés en limousine. À force de se faire la guerre, il faut bien se faire l'amour. Géant, hypothèque, en massage en feu ou en bibliothèque. À force de se forcer, ça prend la tendresse. Malfaiteur, mal de cœur, politicien. Rue remplie, qu'on oublie de venir chercher. À force de se faire mal, il faut bien se faire du bien. Stigmatisation, frontière, bonheur, misère, gentrification. Tant qu'à se prendre la tête, on va prendre la rue aussi. Tant qu'à se prendre la tête, on va prendre la rue aussi. Tant qu'à se prendre la tête, on va prendre la rue aussi.
Hopla, indeed. I hope you enjoyed those tracks. I'm your host, Abraxi, and you're listening to Sykes in the 60s. So the tracks you just heard in order of playing were Bachelorette by Bjork from her incredible album Homogenic from 1995, I believe. A 15-second song by Wise Blood, the little classical thing right following that, called And in the Darkness from And in the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. Followed by Warning by Cameron Winter from the recent Charity compilation by War Child Records, Help 2, which I particularly love that. Followed by Relive, Redie by Big Thief from the same album. Followed by, that just finished now, Cravate, which, if you don't speak French, is, why am I forgetting the English word now, a tie. Like what you wear around your neck. And and so that is the second single from their upcoming debut album that I'll be playing every track that I can on this program. Isn't it great? So coming up next on the hour, we've got, well, it's not really on the hour. We've got a track straight from Vancouver from the 60s with none other than Mother Tucker's Yellow Duck, featuring the first song I ever heard from them, which I believe, if things have not changed in about 5 years, is able to be heard in a room at the Vancouver Museum, which is next to the H.R. Macmillan Space Center. I'm a Vancouverite myself, in case you didn't know. But this track is One Ring Jane, which was a song they had there, by Mother Tucker's Yellow Duck from the album Homegrown Stuff, which who knows what that would refer to. But I hope you enjoy One Ring Jane. And I hope she finds another.
Smooth operator, if it's fun you're looking for, write it down now, 114. If you just blew into town and you feel a little down,
you can ring 114.
This is your long distance operator. If it's on your looking.
Write it down now.
you know she's always
if it's fun you're looking for, write it down now, 114.
One ring, Jane, was her name. Don't you know she's always gay? We'll be right back.
CJLO presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. They're a fresh take on old-school entertainment and your chance to see your very own Broadway diva at a discount rate. The second Big M Show is coming up on March 29th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at mileendimprov.ca.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said. Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Hey, how's it going? This is Mark from Gruber, and you're listening to CJLO with my man, Andrew.
I'm not Andrew, unfortunately, but thank you. And so the last tracks you just heard in order of playing were One Ring Jane by Vancouver's very own psychedelic freakout group Mother Tucker's Yellow Duck from their album Homegrown Stuff, followed by the recent single Metamorphosis by Lulu La Montagne, Montreal's very own Queen-inspired rock band, let's put it that way. My roommate was in the prior band that led to this one that had two of the members, and just did some projection for them recently, I think at the single release show, but I couldn't make it, unfortunately. But that's in the past, and we've got the future ahead of us. So coming up next, in the future, but not for long, will be Purity Ring from Edmonton, their very own, the closer off their album from September called Purity Ring. And their closer is entitled Glacier. Glacier: in memory of RS, :. I don't know what the colons are supposed to do there, or how I'm supposed to say them, but I hope that you enjoy Glacier in memory of RJ, RRS, in Glacier in memory of RF.
So loud, everything changes in the end. What holds me here, a memory, the glacier moving, moving down. Oh, what will be is yet to come. Erase your imminence and sound. Forget, passing be forgotten.
with my poem, The Distance. The smile in her eye left me wanting. A trickle of joy, a sun-bathed stream, dry by July. The neighbors are stirring, we notice, but words don't suffice, so silence holds. Her hands, her hands, molders of clay, and I, clay, molded by her. Hands who held mine through it all. Important tantrums to a joy so existential that it is not self-aware. But distance is concrete. This has been Sykes in the 60s. I hope in the 60, Sykes in the 60, like Sex in the City. I hope you've enjoyed the hour. I've been your host, Abraxia. The last tracks you've just heard have been Glacier in Memory of R.S. by Purity Ring, and then This is My Funny Valentine by Albert Marquet and Rachel Therrien from the recent album from January, Dialogue Volume 2, between the two of them. I hope you have a lovely Thursday. I keep getting that mixed up. This program used to be Thursday. I hope that you have a wonderful Sunday afternoon. And without further ado, into the news.
You're listening to CJ.